Nolte, Barr's probe into Russia hoaxes only hope to restore DC's institutional credibility. By John Nolte on May 15, 2019. As infuriating as it is to acknowledge this fact, it is simply true that the establishment media's Russia collusion hoax was successful enough to result in the appointment of a special prosecutor. What's also true is that, in the end, the special prosecutor was good for the country. Of course, it's good news when the President of the United States is exonerated of colluding with a foreign power and obstructing justice. But the investigation itself, as unjust as those 3 years were, was good for the country because the country now believes the issue has been sufficiently scrutinized and investigated. What's more, because Special Counsel Robert Mueller is a dirty cop who hired only rabidly partisan investigators in an effort to remove Trump, the fact that he found exactly nothing is even more reassuring. And so, outside of the desperate last grasps and gasps of a few wild-eyed media partisans and Democrats, in the eyes of the public, the Russia collusion hoax is debunked and the controversy is over. And it is for this reason that Attorney General William Barr's probe into the Russia collusion investigators will also be good for the country. From everything I have seen so far, Barr's choice to lead the investigation, Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham, is a superb pick. The 69-year-old has spent four decades as a federal prosecutor and has a distinguished record in rooting out corruption among his own. In 2002, it was Durham who helped secure a 10-year prison sentence for John Connolly Jr., the retired FBI agent who colluded with gangster Whitey Bulger. Durham also helped prosecute Republican Connecticut Governor John Rowland, who went to prison for unpaid taxes and illegal gifts. No less, Barry Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, appointed Durham to investigate the CIA over the controversy involving enhanced interrogations. Durham sounds ideal on paper, a nonpartisan investigator unwilling to look the other way. And unlike what we saw from Dirty Cop Mueller, Law.com reports that Durham will not leak to the media. The breathtaking corruption already exposed in the FBI and overall intelligence community has resulted in countless firings, demotions, resignations, and demolished reputations. Just for starters, the FBI's disgraced former director James Comey, deputy director Andre McCabe, and counterintelligence expert Peter Strzok have all been fired. A dozen or so others have resigned in disgrace. And while that's a good start, this has come about in a hodgepodge kind of way. Through congressional investigations, God bless Representative Devin Nunes, dogged new media reporting, and an inspector general report. Another is on its way. It is also worth noting that what little accountability we have seen has been despite the efforts of an establishment media that have kicked and screamed the entire time, that has done everything in their sinister power to protect corrupt deep staters, even to the point of arguing against, of all things, government transparency. What's needed, though, if we are ever again to trust the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the overall intelligence community, is the equivalent of an exhaustive Mueller investigation and Mueller report into all of these agencies and, at long last, into an Obama administration that went on an unprecedented and un-American unmasking spree against the Trump campaign. Don't forget that unmasking is nothing less than a workaround that uses foreign wiretaps to illegally spy on Americans. We must never forget that early on in the Russia collusion hoax, the corrupt media were openly bragging over the fact that the Obama administration spied on Trump. Back in January 2017, no less than the far-left New York Times ran a headline that read wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides for a story that delighted in sharing the news about Obama White House officials perusing wiretaps of Trump staffers, emphasis added. The FBI is leading the investigations, aided by the National Security Agency, the CIA and the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit. The investigators have accelerated their efforts in recent weeks but have found no conclusive evidence of wrongdoing, the officials said. One official said intelligence reports based on some of the wiretapped communications had been provided to the White House. This is outrageous behavior, as are all those shady FISA warrants, as is the open talk of insurance policies and the criminal leaks to the media and the ever-expanding revelations about all the spying our own government did against a presidential campaign. Without an exhaustive and unfettered investigation that the American people will have full faith in, no one will ever again have faith in our federal institutions. There must be a reckoning, an enema, full transparency. and finally, a full measure of accountability for those who abused their position in power. Those who used the tools of government to try and cheat the democratic process and overturn an election. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.